Transport.
交通工具.
In this story, Tom learns about different transport while he travels through the city. From the bus to the bicycle to the subway, he learns how each vehicle works and when to use it.
在这个故事中, Tom学会了各种交通工具, 当他在城市旅行时, 从公共汽车到自行车, 再到地铁, 他了解每辆车是如何运作的, 以及何时使用它。
Today, Tom takes the bus first.
今天, Tom先乘坐公共汽车。
He sees many cars and people.
他看到了许多汽车和人。
Then he rides a bicycle to the park.
然后, 他骑自行车去公园。
Riding a bicycle makes him happy.
骑自行车让他感到快乐。
Next, he takes the subway.
接下来, 他乘地铁。
The subway is fast.
地铁很快。
He gets off at the museum.
他在博物馆下车。
There are many interesting things in the museum.
博物馆里有许多有趣的东西。
Tom wants to know more.
汤姆想知道更多。
After the museum, he takes the bus back home.
博物馆之行结束后, 他坐公交车回家。
He learned a lot today.
今天学到了很多东西。
He looks forward to tomorrow.
他期待着明天。
Weather.
天气。
Anna plans a picnic and must watch the changing weather.
安娜计划一个野餐,并且必须观察多变的天气。
She learns to understand the weather forecast.
她学习理解天气预报。
If it is sunny, she goes for the picnic.
如果晴朗, 她就去野餐。
If it rains, she stays at home.
如果下雨, 她在家呆着。
On a sunny day, Anna and her friends go to the park.
一个晴天, 安娜和她的朋友们去了公园。
They bring food and blankets.
他们带来了食物和毯子。
The sun is very warm.
阳光非常温暖。
They eat lunch happily.
他们开心地吃午餐。
After a while, the weather changes.
过了一会儿, 天气变了。
Clouds appear.
乌云出现了。
It starts raining.
开始下雨了。
They quickly pack up.
他们匆匆收拾东西。
Anna and her friends run home.
安娜和朋友们跑回家。
They drink hot chocolate at home.
他们在家里喝热巧克力。
Everyone laughs.
大家笑了。
They enjoy the adventure.
他们喜欢这次冒险。
Anna learns to watch the weather.
安娜学会了观察天气。
It is a beautiful day.
这是一个美好的日子。
Going shopping.
去购物。
Marcus goes to the local farmer's market to buy fresh vegetables and fruits.
马克思去当地的农贸市场购买新鲜的蔬菜和水果。
He practices how to ask for prices, indicate quantities, and use a shopping list effectively.
他练习如何询问价格，说明数量，并有效利用购物清单。
Body and health.
身体和健康。
Lisa visits the doctor because she feels unwell. She learns how to name body parts and describes her symptoms to get the right treatment.
丽莎去看医生，因为她感觉不舒服。她学习如何命名身体部位，并描述她的症状，以获得正确的治疗。
At the clinic, Lisa greets the nurse.
在诊所，丽莎和护士打招呼。The
nurse asks her some basic information.
护士询问她的一些基本信息。Afterwards,
the doctor invites Lisa into his office.
之后，医生请丽莎进入他的办公室。
Where do you feel unwell? The doctor asks.
你感觉哪里不舒服? 医生问道。
Lisa answers, I have a headache, and my throat is sore.
丽莎回答说,我头痛,喉咙也痛。
The doctor examines her with a stethoscope.
医生用听诊器检查她。
He tells her to rest well and drink plenty of water.
他告诉她好好休息,多喝水。
Lisa is very grateful and follows the doctor's advice.
丽莎非常感谢,并遵循医生的建议。A
few days later, she feels much better.
几天后,她感觉好多了。Lisa
realizes the importance of taking care of her body.
丽莎意识到关心身体的重要性。She
starts walking every day and joins a yoga class.
她开始每天散步并加入瑜伽课程。She
also adjusts her diet to eat more fruits and vegetables.
他还调节饮食，吃更多的水果和蔬菜。
Over time, Lisa experiences the benefits of lifestyle changes.
随着时间的推移，丽莎体会到了生活方式改变的好处。
She feels more energetic and has fewer headaches.
她感到精力更充沛，头痛的次数也减少了。
Seeing her health improve, Lisa is motivated to maintain her good habits.
看到健康的改善，丽莎更有动力保持良好的习惯。
She knows prevention is the best way to stay healthy.
她知道，预防是健康的最佳方法。
Paul wants to decorate his new apartment.
保罗想装饰他的新公寓。
He thinks about how to best utilize the space and which style reflects his personality.
他思考如何最佳利用空间以及哪种风格最能体现他的个性。
He searches for inspiration in stores.
他在商店寻找灵感。
He decides to start with the living room.
他决定从客厅开始。
The walls need a new color.
墙壁需要新颜色。
He chooses a soft blue.
他选择了一个柔和的蓝色。
Next, he customizes some furniture.
接下来，他定制了一些家具。
The sofa needs to be comfortable.
沙发需要舒适。
The coffee table should be practical.
茶几要实用。
He considers the environment and budget.
他考虑到环境和预算。
This takes time, but he enjoys the process.
这需要时间，但他享受这个过程。
Finally, the room is finished.
最后，房间终于完成了。
Paul feels satisfied and proud.
保罗感到满意和自豪。
He has learned important design knowledge.
他学到了重要的设计知识。
Additionally, he learned to work with professionals.
此外，他学会了与专业人士合作。
This experience provides confidence for his future projects.
这次经历为他的未来项目提供了信心。
He is now eager to start new projects.
他现在渴望开始新项目。
His home has become an extension of his creativity.
他的家已成为他的创造力的延伸。
Family and friends.
家庭与朋友。
Sabine organizes a gathering with old friends and her family.
Sabine 组织了一次与老朋友和家人的聚会。
She explores the importance of relationships and how to nurture strong bonds within various social circles.
她探索关系的重要性以及如何在不同的社交圈中维持牢固的联系。
On a sunny morning, she decides to arrange a picnic.
阳光明媚的早晨，她决定安排野餐。
She takes care to ensure the food suits everyone's taste.
她努力确保食物适合所有人的口味。
Finally, she arranges some games to add excitement.
最后，她也准备了一些游戏来增添乐趣。
Everyone arrives on time and they chat under the sun.
每个人都准时到达，在阳光下聊天。
Long absent reunions bring endless laughter and stories.
久别重逢，带来了无尽的欢笑和故事。
Each story unveils a chapter of time, reflecting their individual growth.
每个故事都揭示了一段岁月，反映了他们个别的成长。
Over time, the bonds grow more steadfast.
随着时间的推移，联系变得坚定。
Children run around playing while the adults enjoy the serenity.
孩子们追逐玩耍，大人们享受宁静。
Between games, Sabine reflects on the value of connections.
在游戏之间，Sabine思考着关系的价值。
The friends create a safe space where they can be themselves freely.
朋友们创造了一个安全空间，在那里他们可以自由做自己。
The elderly relatives share wisdom while the younger generation brings hope.
年迈的亲戚分享智慧，年轻一代则带来希望。
The sun slowly sets, but the atmosphere remains warm.
太阳渐渐落山，但氛围依旧温暖。
Goodbyes are filled with warmth, and everyone promises to meet again soon.
告别时充满温馨，大家都承诺尽快再聚。
Sabine knows well that real connections withstand the test of time.
Sabine 深知，真正的联系能够经受住时间的考验。
Even as they continue their lives, this camaraderie will endure.
纵使他们各自继续生活，这种情谊将永存。